إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين. فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, there comes another year and goes another one. There comes another sunrise and goes another one, or a sunset and comes another one. Some of us may see it and some of us may not. So it is time for us to hold ourselves accountable before we're held accountable, and weigh our actions before they're weighed upon us. I'm changing the khutbah today because of what I see coming in today and something that I've heard that I want to share with you. Al-Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu an Ahlil Bayt al-Athari ajma'in. He says, لا بد من كل ابن آدم. Every child of Adam will have two homes. فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض. You will have a house above the ground and you will have a house beneath the ground. So it was taken, a man that had decorated their home. Gold, top of the line, everything. And he was asked, how long are you going to live there? As we all know. He mentioned, and how long are you going to live beneath that? Al-Kayyis al-Fatin, the smart intellectual individual, has the P&L statement out, especially on the fiscal year or the end of the year. You profit and loss, because that's exactly what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about who the winners and who the losers, and how we become the winners, inshallah. What path do we take to stay away from the hellfire? Because Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula says about that, fa'izin. May Allah make us among the winners. Ameen. There are three types. One of them we'll talk about today. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازِ. A path you take. The one, those who are protected from the hellfire and granted permission to enter Jannah. That is the true ultimate triumph. Understanding that we have a GPS mostly, either on your phone or in your car, and you punch in your address. A few roads show up, and routes that you take. One is shorter, one is longer, and maybe one you have to pay for, but it will get you there faster. A decision you make. Understanding that concept of the GPS, we have to talk about the GPS of this dunya. So we were told that the shortest distance between two is as a straight line. That's why we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've been telling everyone, is ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. That is a straight path. So this straight path for the soul of the journey that we will take today is into five stages. The scholars will tell you there are five stages that you go through. One is alam al-dar. It's a quick reminder. Were the spirits of the back of our forefathers when Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula brought it forth and made us testify, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا. Am I not your Lord? Nay, we testify that you are our Lord. And the other one is in the womb of your mother. And the third one is in the middle, what's called the taklufa, in this life that we're in. And that fourth one is alam al-barzakh, is the grave. And the final one, al-ba'th wa-nushur, is the resurrection, returning back to Allah. And that's why, as we mentioned, Al-Fadl ibn Iyad radiyallahu anhu ala sahabati ajma'in. When somebody dies, we said most of us worry about what will people say about us after we're gone. And we mentioned before, you know people will say after you're gone, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So since you understand what you said, I'm repeating this to make sure that we get it back in the end of this year, because we have to hold accountable for that past year. And we'll get you a roadway, a map out, inshallah. So he said, what is it then? He says, if you know that you're created from Allah and returning back to Him, then you know for sure that you're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. He says, if you know that you're going to be standing in front of Allah, then you know for sure that He will be asking you questions. And if you know for sure that He'll be asking you questions, then you better prepare the answer for the questions. So he says, Udmi, go ahead, Udmi, give me an advice. He says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِيمَا بَقِيَ مِنْ عُمُرِكَ. Be conscious of Allah for what is left of your lifespan. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ مَا مَضَى مِنْ عُمُرِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you sins of that earlier, your age, all of these things that happen. And if you don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for the past and the future as you're gone. So we're told again, the best of us, مَا تَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسَنَ عَمْرُهُ. The best of us is that has a long life. It's a gift from Allah and it's used in the righteous deeds. And the worst of us, those who live for long, and they're مَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ, and they have evil deeds. So when you look at these people who are walking with a cane and they're still holding on to the throne with the gold, whatever it is, and they're not aware that Malak al-Maut, al-Maut qadimu la mahala, that the angel of death is coming for you, there's no way out. What are they? Fi ghafla, kashafna anka ghidaak, fa basaruka al-yawm hadid. Laqad kunta fi ghaflatin min hadha. You were heedless to this fact that there is no way out. So Abdullah ibn al-Aid, he says, إِيَّاكَ وَسَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ أَن تَجْتَمِعْ عَلَيْكَ اثْنَتَانِ. Woe to you if two things are combined at once. سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَحَسْرَةُ الْفَوْتِ. Woe to you if they are combined. The anguish of death and regretting and remorse of what is past. So you will be given two choices when the soul leaves your body. You will hear the angels, Abshir ya Abdullah bi Jahannam, wa iyadu billah. Or Abshir ya Waliy Allah bil Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna min awliyaik. You will hear good news, they're making a mockery. They're saying, go ahead, enjoy the path you've taken to the hellfire. Your choice that you made. As we said, you're in the driver's seat in this life. You make choices, but death, you have no choice. And other side, they will say, good news, glad tidings. Oh, the closest company of Allah, the righteous slaves of Allah, to the path of Jannah. A choice you make, a decision you take, a fraction of a second, that will take. That's all there is to it. So the P&L statement is your profit and loss, your liabilities and your assets. And your bottom line is what? Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda, when he was asked who is rich and who is poor, he says, Al-Ghani wal-Faqir ba'd al-Ard. He said, you will only know whether you're rich or poor after you've been reviewed in front of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. So think about it. I will leave you with one thought. The second khutbah will give you the roadmap, inshallah. He says, أَتَدْرُونَ عَلَى مَا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. طلعت على القارات السبع والأبحار والمحيطات وكنوز كسرى وقيصر والذهب والفضة والعلماء والشعراء وعاد وثمود وفرعون للأوتاد الذين تغوا في البلاد. Have you not heard what the sun has risen upon or above? The sun has risen upon the sevens of continents. Has risen above the oceans and the seas. Has risen above the gardens, the Eiffel Tower, the treasures, the best of scholars, the poets and the poets. Has risen upon the hanging gardens, above the pharaohs and the Qaruns and the treasures upon the earth and the gold and the silver and all the treasures that you hoard. But subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, khayrun ala mimma tala'at alayhi ash-shams. He says, if the sun has risen upon all of these, the beautiful smile of the faces of the children, the spouses, the aid that you're hoarding, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنْ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. As we mentioned before, tell them, O Muhammad, if your fathers and Abu and Ala and Ibn and Dana is your father, forefathers, and your children, and your lineage, and your brethren, your spouses, and your tribes, and the money that you're hoarding, or the businesses that you feel for failure, or the masakin, the dwellings in this life, is more beloved to you than Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the striving that you're making till you meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, wait. And that's what the sun is risen upon. Everything that you see, everything that you heard, everything that you long for, the sun has risen upon. The seventh wonders that rises of the sun, of the Taj Mahal, the pyramids, and those who build it, and now they're beneath it. The sun has risen upon everything. And he says, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. خَيْرٌ عَلَى مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. It's better for you than the sun is risen upon everything. We ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla ta'ala to make us among those who listen to each and follow the best of it. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ فَيَا فَوْزَ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد أما بعد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is muhasaba, this is a pit stop in your life. Because wallahi, ma ba'd al-dunya min dar illa jannah aw nar. By Allah, there is no dwelling after this life except heaven or hell. So, inna lillahi ibadan futana tallaqu al-dunya wa khafu al-mihana. Nadhuru fiha falamma ra'uha laysat bihayyin maskana. Ittakhaduha lujja wa ittakhadu salih al-a'mali fiha sufuna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has smart intellectual individuals who looked at this life and seen the truth. They knew it wasn't the real thing. So they just took it as a passage. And they took the righteous deeds for it as that safety boats. So what's your safety boat made of? And what do you have? Well, you have to have a safety boat that you understand that you're in this ocean of life. In this ocean of life, as we mentioned, there's high winds and high waves. These are the fitan and the tests that you go through. This boat, I want you to think like Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man rahmatullahi alayhi. He says, how do you live? How do you have this khushu' and taqwa and istiqama? He says, I think that I'm in a boat, and this boat is broken down. And it's a dark night, cold, rainy, windy, and high waves. I've fallen. I just received one floating board. I'm holding on for my dear life. He says, that's how you should live. And that's how you attain the taqwa and khushu'.
So this boat is your boat that you're going through in this journey of life. And the ocean is life. High winds and high waves. There's no smooth sailing. As we mentioned, if you have a flat line, that means you're dead. That's why we keep reminding each other all the time. If you're going through difficulties, you're going a hard time, you see what you don't like on your TV, that means you're still alive. Difficulties are there. You're going to go through difficulties till you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what life is all about. So, what is the sail? The sail is the wind. What is that? Is Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without it, there is no wind. The boat is dead in the water. And your oars are Quran and Sunnah. Otherwise, there is no direction. You're lost at sea. And your GPS has to punch in Jannah. You'll find Quran and Sunnah to guide you to Jannah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ سَمَبْنِي الْمَجْهُولِ Third person. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ Nobody wants to be a loser. Imagine yourself on Fortnite. You're playing against all these people outside. And now you see your rank being dropped. You're losing this game. You're freaking out. But it's never too late. Because he says, among the righteous says, most of the people going to hellfire is from Sawfa wa la'alla wa asa. That's it. He says the sweep, procrastination. Oh, I wish, I could have, I would have. I understand, I see a lot of young in the audience, and hopefully I'm speaking your language. Now can you imagine, and I will give you a mission stick. One mission stick for the young in the audience. And look at me smiling right now, I see you. I got you, bro. So I want you to think that you're playing Fortnite. You can't believe it, you're winning, things are good. Among the winners, you told me I want to be among the winners. But not, Sheikh, not the mission stick that you have. What are the winners? So then you hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But you're still playing. What are you just saying? You're saying, no, this Fortnite game is more Akbar than Allah. It's, that's what you're doing. I'm just trying to wake you up, Allah. You may hate me, and now your parents are going to be up on this. So I remind you again, it's by your actions and deeds that shows what you believe in. So if you still have that remote control, and you hear Allahu Akbar, and you're still playing, you're actually saying, no, Allah is not Akbar. Hasha. Allah is not greater. This game is greater. My status is greater. The competition is greater. I'm boasting about the rank and who I won and beat and all of that is greater. Because of the Sahabi radiallahu anhu Allah, when he had the axe and going down to chop the wood, and what did he hear? He heard Allahu Akbar. What did he do? He let go of the axe. So he was asked, why did he let go of the axe? He says, because لا بورك في طرقة نودي عليها الصلاة. This strike is not blessed when the salah is called upon. How many of us have prayed after when Pakistan played India and cricket, not crackers, not crackers. In cricket. How many of us have prayed after the Bollywood movie when the guy runs away with the girl because the villain father says, no, you cannot get married? How many of us prayed after we go to sleep? How many of us don't even pray at all? So I'm going to give you one homework today. As soon as you hear Allahu Akbar, that's exactly what you're going to do, just like the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. You're going to let go. You're going to let go of your whims and desires. You're going to let go of your fitan that you have surrounding you. Because I have my eyes on the prize. I want to be among the winners, not in this life. I want you to be the winner in this life, but ultimately the winner in the hereafter. You know what? Because the ultimate loser is the one that has Jannat, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one that has this Jannat, in plural, gardens waiting for you with rivers of honey, milk, water, non-intoxicating alcohol, beautiful حور العين. A paradise that you live eternally therein. You will never die. You will never have to work again. You won't have to pay taxes anymore. Nobody will pray your janazah anymore. There is no more tears to shed. No more pain or sorrows or remorse or regret. No fear of the future. or sadness about the past. A castle made of brick of silver and a brick of gold. Your servants will be the angels. Your company would be Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That ceiling of your palace will be the throne of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The invitation that you will get is from Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. Where are the ibad al-Rahman? Where are the slaves of Rahman? May Allah make us among them. Where is Ahli al-Qur'an? Ahli wa khasati. Where is my family? Where is my people? The people of Qur'an. You will get an invitation, letters of nur. You will eat something that you've never even eaten in Jannah. Dressed of clothes that you haven't even dressed in Jannah. Drink of things that you haven't drank in Jannah. In the company of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And the scholars will tell you there's ultimate, that is the ultimate winner, among the ultimate winners, is to be able to see the magnificent face of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula in the way befitting His Majesty. وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيد. Anything you wish for, you will get, and we have more. And more is رُؤْيَةُ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَجَلَّ فِي أُولَهِ. That's the ultimate of the ultimate of the ultimate. You have a choice to go this path, or you have a choice to go the other path. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Those who protect you from the hellfire. Let me give you a glimpse. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sleep for one whole night. One whole night he couldn't go to sleep. And you kept repeating one ayah. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى يَقُولُ. This is the word. يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي. G again, Mabni Majud, the third person. The hellfire will be brought forth. And it will be controlled by 70,000 rains. Every single rain will be controlled by 70,000 angels. People will buckle, Jafia. Nations will buckle. And some will be among the winners, and some will be among the losers. It will only be your P&L statement. أَيْنَ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانِ هَلُمَّ لِلْعَرْضِ عَلَى الْجَبَّارِ. Where is so the son of so? Come before me, summon them. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. Stop them, they will be asked. You will be asked, فِي عُمُرِهِ فِي مَا أَبْلَاهِ. What have you done with your life? وَفِي شَبَابِهِ. Again, the scholars will say, شَبَاب is in عُمُر. In the youth, what have you done? Not just the umur, what have you done with your youth? Your knowledge, what did you do with it? بِمَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Where did you get your money from and how did you spend it? And that's why he said, وَاللَّهِ مَا بَعْدَ الشَّبَابِ إِلَّا هَرَمْ وَإِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ الصِّحَّةِ إِلَّا سَقَمْ. By Allah, there is nothing after you being youthful except you having a gray hair, growing bald. And nothing after you being youthful and strong, except you being old and sick. So they say, أَيَا مَدَّعِ الْفَهْمِ لِمَنْ لِكَمْنِ أَخَ الْوَهْمِ تُعَبِّ الذَّنْبَ وَالْدَّمِ وَتُخْطِي الْخَطَأَ الْجَمْءِ أَمَا بَانَ لَكَ الْعَيْبِ أَمَا أَمْضَرَكَ الشَّيْبِ. How long, O child of Adam, that you are going to neglect this? Wonder about what is it? Compile sin over sin. And you haven't heeded to the warning of that gray hair, the sound you make, the day that goes on and come back, or the days that goes on that will never come back. And that's what that whole thing is all about. So a year is coming. I want you to take a look at your files, because you will get 99 files on Judgment Day. Look at what you've done last year, all year. I know that this is not our year, I understand that. But as you will see all the time and you hear all the time, the best of 2018, the worst of 2018, the man of the year of 2018, whatever it is, whatever all the prizes, all the contests and everything that you have in 2018, and then you find yourself, where you find yourself, where is your name, where do you belong? And that's the clincher. We said the true loser May Allah not make us among them. Is that you will see all of this castles and the palaces and the treasures and the angels and the eternal pleasure and all of that that we talked about in Jannah, but your name is not on that list. And the ultimate winners, those who will say,
فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية.
Here, read my book. I took it with my right hand. Ya Allah, make us get the book with the right hand. Eat and drink, dwell therein, happily ever after. Oh, wa li'adhu billah.
يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيا ولم أدر ما حسابيا يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني ماليا هلك عني سلطانيا.
What happens?
خذوه فغلوه ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ضرعها سبعون ذراعا فاسلكوه.
Why?
إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم.
Last one. Winners or losers? It's up to you whether you want to be a winner or a loser. Those who will take their book with the left hand side. He will say, I wish I never took my book. I died and never got resurrected. My wealth did not come in my aid. My power did not come in my aid. What happens? Take them, command, to that nasty place. So if you really want to be among the winners, you do what it takes to stay away from hellfire and go to heaven. And the scholars will tell you, that which is difficult for you to do, that will take you to heaven. That which is easy for you to do, that will take you to hellfire. Well, obviously we're not generalizing, but you understand what this means. Anything that you follow your own whims and desires, go ahead, look, man. Go ahead, lie. Go ahead, steal. Go ahead, fornicate. It's easy. Allah for money, it doesn't matter. It's easy. This is this, why? Al-Jannah huffat bil makarih. So Jannah was surrounded with that difficulties, and hellfire was surrounded with ease. So don't take the easy way out, akhi and ukhti. That's why jihad fi sabilillah. The jihad is what we're till we die. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the winners, Shaykh Abdulaziz. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from hellfire. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be Allah grant us Jannah with no accountability. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words to be La ilaha illallah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be Allah to have mercy upon the deceased, as we will pray Janazah after this inshaAllah. And ask yourself, will the sun rise upon your day one more time? Or when I put my head on the pillow, I will not raise it back up again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a good ending, a long, healthy, righteous life. Ameen wa akhtar wa alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi. يا رب انك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين والاخرين من العاملين اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين وعلي بفضلك كلمه الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين اوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشبك بنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا ومن خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتنا ان نغتال من تحتنا نقول ما تسمعون فما فيهم فما فيه من صاف من الرحمن وما كان فيه من خطر من نسيان فمني من شيطان والله ورسوله ابن براء واعوذ بالله من الكرب بي وانساه واكون صالحا.